Tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Gimel of Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we learn about include a continuation of the Machlokes regarding Hamakadosh Bechelkoi. If a Kohen gave a woman Kedushin with his portion that he received from Karbonos, does the Kedushin take effect or not? The proof that Rabbi Yehuda was Chazer from the Braisa regarding the Isser of Chalkin. A Kohen may not exchange his Chalik in one Karbon to receive a second Chalik in another Karbon. The Machlokes regarding Meiser Sheni. If a person gave a woman Kedushin with Meiser Sheni money, does the Kedushin take effect or not? Rabbi Yehuda's distinction in whether it was B'Shoigig, if he did not know that the money was Meiser Sheni, or B'Mezid, he did know that the money was Meiser Sheni. The Machlokes regarding Hekdesh. If a person gave Kedushin with Hekdesh money, does the Kedushin take effect or not? The distinction in whether it was B'Shoigig, if he did not know that the money was Hekdesh, or B'Mezid, he did know that the money was Hekdesh. Me'ila b'shoigig. If a person benefits from a hekdesh item unintentionally, he must bring a korban asham me'ilois, and he must also reimburse hekdesh with keren b'chemish, the principal amount and one-fifth. Also, hekdesh mischal, the kedusha is transferred and the item becomes chulin and now belongs to him. Me'ila b'mezit. If a person benefits from a hekdesh item intentionally, he gets malkus and is exempt from a korban, and they reimburse his hekdesh with only keren b'nachemish. There's a machlekes as to whether B'mezid, the hektish item, does become chulin or not.